Well,
is this Ken?
Yes.
Hey, Ken, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, man, it was a hot one.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was everywhere. It was hot. But,
it was hot everywhere.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you on a conversation that we had last week. And make sure you had received my email.
I did. And you know, I'm trying to just determine when is a good time to kind of like pull the trigger. You know, I kind of need to just kind of just make sure. You know, this business of ours has kind of like shifted a little bit as you know during the advent of Uber and all that. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah.
It's like my concern as far as you know vehicles of choice right now kind of have changed. You know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to just do. I've been doing like some analysis of what would be the better way to go. And I'm looking at maybe like going to a couple of those Sprinter type Mercedes, you know.
Oh yeah.
Vehicles, those big black ones, you know. And
uh-huh.
I'm trying to just make sure that upon doing that I have the client support. To be able to pay for that sucker, or to be able to pay you guys back.
right. And how much do those normally run? What are they around like?
Those things are about 90 grand a piece.
Right. And how many are you looking at bringing on?
Two.
Okay. And with is this like a whole another line? I mean, with you, have you noticed it with Uber? You know, coming out, has it been pretty competitive since then, or how do you guys kind of stand?
Yeah, Uber's been very competitive as far as you know the transfer business. You know, like you know the sedans and SUVs. You know, I have like clients that you know that are just loyal.
But right.
I've had some clients that have opted. You know, they have some. A lot of my clients have what you know what you can consider maybe like sub accounts. You know, and
right.
They, you know, they will on their sub accounts where they would normally say, hey. Silverline, send a sedan or an SUV to pick this person up. Now they're saying, hey, we'll just send them an Uber. You know?
Yeah, right. That's funny.
and that has kind of taken away.
Yeah.
Kind of affected my bottom line a little bit. But I'm thinking that just, you know, like with any business, man, you just got to look at where, you know, if it changes, you got to be able to do something to, you know, if you plan on surviving, changing with it. And
right.
And, you know, stretch limousines are no longer a demand anymore,
right.
But you know, those Sprinter vans are basically what multi-passenger vehicles. You know, they can carry 8 to 10 to 12 people or so.
Right,
people are turning to, and there are always a need for a multiple passenger vehicle. And
uh-huh.
I've been like farming out that work to other companies. I'm just wanting to see where my numbers are as far as just being able to support a couple of those things myself.
Right. And, you know, with that, with those, have you actually been looking around and shopping for these kind of pieces? Are they going to get
I would get them new. I know exactly where to go. There's a place right over in Carson called Coach West.
Uh-huh.
Which I brought my cars from. For the past 20 years, whenever I needed a new stretch or something like that.
Right.
They deal with different manufacturers, the best manufacturers in the country, as far as the conversions of those things, you know.
Oh, wow.
They come out of the factory. I mean, you know, I don't need it. You know, I'm not looking for something to be converted like a limo, but nonetheless, just convert it in a manner in which it would be comfortable to the client.
Right.
So, you know, they've given me estimates of, you know, 90,000, 95,000, after conversion, after completed conversion. And I just want to make sure that upon pulling the trigger on that, you know, from a business perspective, that I can certainly, you know,
right
into play and to be able to not only pay you guys back, but profit from it also. So.
Exactly. And with these, I mean, are you expecting, you know, to get a return right away on bringing these? Like, are you have a client base
See, that is what I'm looking at now. There's people that I just have to tap into. I have to go back into, like, my travel agencies, and, you know, I mean, they have people coming over from Europe all the time and other parts of the country, other, you know, just traveling, that travels in groups, and, you know, I mean, whereas we would send two SUVs to pick up, say, like, a, you know, a party of 8-9 people, I can send one Sprinter.
Right.
And so, you know, I just want to make sure, like, when I first went into this business, I did a lot of homework to make sure that I had work to keep the vehicles I bought from the beginning busy. And it, it worked out. But, you know, but like I said, with the change of the business and just the different types of vehicles that are probably in demand today, I just want to make sure that I have that covered, you know.
Right.
You know, and with that money from you guys, I want to be able to pay it back.
Right, exactly. And that's like, with this, with the 90, like, have you budgeted, you know, like, have you, what kind of terms would you be comfortable with or looking at? Like, because we range from 2 years to 5 years on the equipment side.
Yeah, I would do a 5 year. I would do a 5 year term with you. Right. You know, I mean, that's just, you know, it does make it, you know, the 5 year term would just be more easy. But, I mean, regardless of what, it's a much better term than a 2 year term. And, you know, I just taking cash from you guys in terms of a loan. You know, right. Without having, you know, without having any additional income or you know, method of repayment would probably be a mistake. So I'd rather do it in terms of, like, you know, buying a vehicle, and that vehicle can work and, you know, cover its own payment.
Right, and I know it.
That's basically my thinking at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy. Like, I tell guys in this business all the time, you know, I've seen guys buy vehicles, and, you know, like, they may have, you know, they want to boast about having multiple vehicles, but you look in their storage, you know, in their yard, they may have two working and three sitting.
Right.
And the two that are working are paying for all five, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, I just and so that's growing out, not growing up. So,
exactly. You know, no, I hear you. And, yeah, I totally understand, like, where you come from. It needs to be, like, a smart decision. The only thing I can really say is we could at least, you know, see what we could offer you. That way you can take that into account, you know, what you'd be looking at with us. There's no obligation,
right.
Of course, but you can at least see the
right.
Numbers, and that way you can
okay.
Plan accordingly. And it's really simple, you know, with us. If you already know where they're at, like, you have the quotes available, or at least the cost.
I can get those. I was just getting ready to suggest what I can do. I can get, like, you know, quotes, or, you know, kind of like a purchase order type, you
right.
know, to show you, you know, the you know, the exact amount, you know, of the vehicles, and at that point you can just probably then come back and work out what the terms might be. But once
right.
again, I want to make sure that the vehicle is coming out of the factory right onto the street working.
Exactly. And that's like, well, yeah, if you do have those purchase orders for them, it's really simple. It'd be a one-page application, you know, with us. And then
right.
We'd do 6 months business bank statement. They only require three, but just to give you more options, it'd be 6 months. Because they look at the cash flow of the business, like, exactly that,
right.
Evaluate what you have. That way they don't give you something that's a burden, you know, obviously.
You would give me 6 months to make the first payment? Did I hear that right?
We actually have 90-day deferred
90
programs.
Days?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that's the 6 months bank statements, though, is what I was saying we would need.
Statements, okay.
Right, because
yeah.
They look at the cash flow of the company, so they don't give you anything a burden.
Well,
and then...
And I'll be honest with you, because of... Now, if you were taking 6 month statements from, say, like, last year this time,
mm-hmm.
they would look a whole lot better than 6 months of this year. And that's only because, like I said, you know, there's been just a constant carving away of business
right.
because of, you know, what's going on. So, like, only thing I could present to you is I could give you those numbers, and, you know, I'm small, so, you know, they may not appear to be that impressive. I don't want to, you know, kind of project what, you know, these new vehicles, you know, these Sprinters would make, although I know what they're capable of making, you know.
Right. And that's, and that's what we, you know, understand. Like, yeah, I know, we know that you're, you know, how to use these, this new equipment, or like the, you know, the sprinters that you're looking to bring on. You have an idea how much you can make, and we understand that. We just kind of look at your current situation and what we'd be feel comfortable, you know, offering you. That's why they do look at this. I know you say they're probably not strong, but you'd be surprised. There's some of the best underwriters, and they do really work, you know, on these files. And like for your tax return as well. Do you have an extension on 2015?
What, on my tax returns?
Right.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so, yeah, 2014 would work fine for that. And off all that, so we just need, you know, the quote, the application, 6 months bank statements, and your 2014 tax return, and I can get you an answer here by, like, the end of the week on what you'd stand with us. And that way, you know, you can put that in, see if it makes sense to you, and you can take it. If, you know, if not, then... you know, so
okay, well, I'll tell you what, just email me the application.
Okay.
And, you know, let me get that back to you. I don't have any problem furnishing you that information at all, just to see where I stand, you know.
Yeah, right, where you stand, and there's no obligation. If it makes sense, you can take it. If not, you know, there's no obligation. So it's just an easier way for you to see, and as a business owner, I know it helps to look at the numbers, you know, take it in and see exactly where you're going, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah, just do that, and you know, I'll get them back to you. You know, give me a couple of days. I'll get it filled out, get them back to you, and we'll see where we go from there.
All right. Well, sounds good, Ken.
Appreciate your persistence.
Yeah, no problem. All right, I'll circle back to you in a week. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Uh huh. Bye. All right.